Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? A podcast dedicated to wondering why the fuck people didn't laugh. I think that's about it. I got a great guest today, not ghost. Guest, my old friend, Richard Villa.
How's it going, Owen?
How are you, bud?
I am good. I was just complimenting you on your physique, man. You've lost weight. When I first met him, he was a pig.
I was
like,
tubby.
He was fucking chubby. Like, I'm fat, and I was looking at him going like, fuck, that fucker's fat.
I was a big pud.
You were, bro. You just like lazy as fuck. And then now you come all GQ'd out. I'm like, fuck, I want to fuck him now.
Thanks, man.
I'm like, God damn, he looks good.
Yeah, we did a bunch of Refried Fridays.
Yes, we did do a bunch of Refried Fridays. And then I saw your special, and I saw why they didn't laugh. And then I was like, I'm fucking with you, bro.
I'm trying to learn Spanish right now. I had a bunch of questions.
Oh, done.
About Spanish.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're on the same network. We're in the same.
Yeah. Talk about your podcast. Talk about it.
Yeah. I've launched the very first Spanish podcast with Sideshow. And it all came from the success I've been having in Mexico.
Is it all in Spanish?
All in Spanish.
I got to get in with you guys. I want to be your gringo.
Really?
Big time.
Because we don't have one. And with you on board, we're gonna get street cred.
I love Mexican crowds.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So you must have had a ball every time you came down to the Refried show.
Loved it. Loved it,
dude. So after the Refried show, got kicked out because Kevin Smith. It took the Friday night 10 o'clock slot.
Yeah.
I was like,
dude, I loved your shows. They're always packed and just popping.
And the girls, dude.
It was just,
hot chicks.
And they were respectful though. It was like everyone was like ready to die laughing.
Yeah, they came to laugh because remember they came from Pico Rivera, Southgate, Downey's, Huntington Park.
Yeah, they drove.
Compton-Watt. So this is their night out, bro. They weren't gonna fuck this up.
So you're doing an all Spanish podcast.
All Spanish podcast here called De Pie en América. That means on your feet in America. Literally translates stand up in America, basically.
Nice.
But De Pie en América. And I got huge success going to Mexico, did a first Comedy Central show. They liked it so much, they picked me up for a second show. These are just specials that we're shooting out in Comedy Central, Latin America.
I love it, man. Because, I mean, America really is becoming very Latin. That's why I'm trying to commit to learning the language.
Yeah, dude. You have to. If you're going to live in L.A., you have to speak Spanish now. Yeah,
and I'm having a hard time remembering the... how there's a masculine, like I'm like el luna, and they're like no la luna. I'm like, what is el? They're like the. I'm like, what is la? They're like the. I'm like,
yeah,
so what does it mean? It's like the moon has a pussy.
Yes,
that's like a new bit I'm working about where it's like when you have to, how do you remember what object has a pussy or a dick?
Yes, exactly. La el. That's
El. What would you call like Caitlyn Jenner? Like a trans? Is there a trans the? Is there a trans the? Like ella or la lel?
Like a transgender? Like,
yeah, because everything in Spanish has a gender. It's like la mesa, la comida. Yeah,
la go. I don't know. I don't think we do. I don't think we're that advanced yet, bro. We literally just stick to pussy and dick.
Yeah,
we haven't gone into transgender shit yet. It hasn't crossed
what
the border yet.
What about someone born with a pussy and a dick, but he filled in the pussy and became a dude. What noun does he get?
Ooh.
Because that's not even a he at that point. You're like half he, but you committed more to he.
We just call it chupacabra, bro. And we
chupacabra.
Move on. We don't fucking want to explain it.
Chupacabra.
El Diablo. El Diablo.
El Diablo.
We go, Diablo,
El
Diablo.
Diablo Blanco.
No, Diablo Blanco. Panocha, verga. No.
Que no penga.
No.
Is it no
pinga?
Pinga. No pinga.
No pinga, yes. So, God, you're going to get in trouble, bro.
No, I love it. I love that. I love that. I learned a couple when I first was touring with Julio Iglesias, which mm-hmm. means July churches.
Yes.
Julio Iglesias.
July
Is that how
churches.
You say it?
Julio Iglesias.
July churches.
July churches.
What's your name? July church.
July
but
church.
But it's plural.
Yes.
That's awesome. Villa's house, right?
Villa's house. Via's house. We just name each other shit like that, you know? We didn't have like
what's
slave
your name?
Owners.
It's like, my name's Gary Bench.
Bench. Like that.
Or like, yeah, there was no slave owners there. So
no.
What did you guys do? You just started
We just
like,
started looking at shit and naming each other
that's
fucking
hilarious.
La casa, iglesia, fucking yeah. Whatever.
I'm, my last name is Maricón.
Maricón.
Yeah, Patito. Patito.
Patito.
Patito
no,
Sucio.
No, it's Putito.
What's Putito?
Putito Sucio. Putito means
dirty duck. No. I thought it's patito.
Oh, patito's duck.
I thought that means gay guy.
No, patito depends on what part of Latin America you're at.
Right.
That's what they call patito. But in Mexico, patito means duck.
Patito.
Pero putito means...
It's a whore duck.
Yeah, it means small faggot. A small gay guy.
Putito?
Putito. A little one.
It's like not only are you gay, but you're little and gay.
Exactly. Little putito. That's putito. A bigger insult. You know, it's like, you call me short and gay? Oh,
but what if someone's excited about being short and gay? Are they like pumped? If someone's like, oh, putito. It's like, es verdad, amigo.
Oh, yeah. They're going to fucking totally flirt with you, bro. That's good.
So what else is new, man?
I had a baby. I don't know if you'd know. I got married.
Congratulations.
I had a baby, bro.
That's awesome.
Bought a house. I moved to Fontana.
How's Fontana?
Fucking horrible.
Is it
horrible.
Bad?
It's bad. It's bad. Don't ever go.
What's it like? What makes it bad?
Like Mexico, bro. And I came to this country to escape that. And I ended up in this country in the same shithole I left Mexico for.
That's awesome.
It's fucking horrible, dude. But it's weird because my friends talk about me like I'm dead now. Like people in LA go.
How far is Fontana?
About an hour and 15, an hour 10. And my friends will go, you heard what happened to Richard? What happened? He went to Fontana. Fuck, bro. I just saw him yesterday. I saw him. What the fuck happened? like I died, mio. Bro. Like, God damn, is he doing that bad? Shit.
That's hilarious, man.
That is fuck. They talk to me in the like past tense now.
El muerto. Is it muerto?
El muerto.
Muerto. Muerto. El muerto. Richard muerto.
Oh, and you just want to learn Spanish? It's the easiest shit you do, bro. Get a Mexican girlfriend.
Dude, I'm married. Do I half Mexican?
No, not half. Divorce her. Start again.
And
fucking divorce her. Start again. Get a full-blooded fucking paisa.
But
fucking.
She's pretty full-blown now. I mean, she doesn't speak Spanish, but her dad was like real Mexican.
Like real.
Yeah, not soul. Like one of these Blanco Mexicanos.
No.
No, like legit. Real.
Like legit. Like yeah. With the mustache and everything.
Oh, yeah. Van. The whole deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about her, dude.
She's Where'd cool you? As hell, yeah? Man. Oh, the best. We're going to have a baby, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's going to change your life.
A little Owenino.
Owenino. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Boy.
A boy. Yeah. Congratulations, fucker. Oh, shit.
Any advice for me?
Don't fuck it up. Second, you know what? Get ready not to sleep.
Everyone says that.
Yeah,
shit.
That
I love sleep too.
Fucking is out of the question. You won't fuck for a whole year. I guarantee you. I don't care how many times you try to sneak it in. It's like babies can smell. You know that they can smell hormones, right?
Yeah.
Your baby, it makes sure that baby doesn't sleep in the same.
Yeah, but I'm really night. Turned down by the sound of crying.
Oh no!
I'm just kidding.
You're fucking sick, bro.
I'm just joking.
I've tried fucking while my baby's crying, right. And my wife goes, "Hurry up and finish, bitch! I can't. Like it just doesn't get hard."
Yeah,
anymore.
We're having a hard time having sex this late in the pregnancy too, because it just feels really uncomfortable.
It feels weird, right? Like you're gonna break it. Like you're like,
yeah. I want to rockabye it. I don't want to pound on it.
Exactly.
Right? I want to like play. Like last night, we were playing Coldplay to the baby. We're just putting the Coldplay by his little head. Uh-huh. I just wanted to see if he'd start jamming out.
Yeah.
We're playing Sky Full of Stars. I'm just trying to make the little putito. trying to make the putito.
That's a little man.
Yeah, he's my little gay man.
But let me tell you something, Owen. It is the most, as putito as this is going to sound, it is the most rewarding and the most refreshing thing to know that it's unconditional. Like, we're in a business where people lie to you. We're in a business where shit just backstabbing happens and all this shit happens and some people hate you and all this shit. And you have to be liked. In order for us to keep making money, people have to like us.
Yeah, we're like toga dudes in Rome.
Exactly. So I don't know what that means, but
yeah, like the court of like an emperor where everyone's just kind of like doing their thing and it's a great life and it's awesome, but there's also a lot of like weird
there's a lot of shit behind the scenes. You know this. In this Hollywood business, there's a lot of that. And then you get home, it's so refreshing to know that that little kid just loves you. Just for no fucking reason, because he loves you.
I'm starting to get that way even with just my wife. Like just having that consistency in my life where I'm just like, I don't know. I think I'm almost so happy in the relationship right now that that's why I'm overthinking like politics and race and like how to make America like not fight so much and stuff. Like stuff I never thought about.
Yeah. And you start worrying about shit like that because now you're like, fuck, where's my kid going to grow up to?
It's
shit,
so dude. Weird how it's like, I never thought about that stuff in the past.
Yeah.
Like I was never really edgy. I'm still not edgy because I'm always looking for the unify. But it's like, I never cared about hot topics, but I do think that now everyone's starting to care about that shit. I mean, like the Super Bowl and the Oscars were both basically just a giant race thing.
Yes.
It's like, why are people like getting so fired up about this shit?
You know what? Fuck, dude. We all want to identify with something, but totally. Now they're trying to find an excuse with, oh, this is why I didn't get it. You know what? If you make a great movie, if you do a great role, if you deliver something that people can't deny, I think Barry Katz says, be amazing and they'll never deny you.
Right.
And I think I'm misquoting him, but he always says that is, you do you and you become amazing and you do the amazing job that you're going to do and they cannot deny it.
Yeah, because you can start a new they.
Yes.
Like the French Impressionists did that. There was this basically the Oscars of fine art. It was called Salon and like everyone had to do it. And they were like Rembrandt and Monet and those guys were like just getting shit on. So they started their own one and they ended up like the first thing they did was in an attic or a furniture store or some shit. And looking back, the art in modern money would be worth $2 billion.
Exactly.
And it's like they had the same oppressive type thing where it was like basically the Oscars or whatever the equivalent would be that was like only wanted their thing and they didn't like these guys. And yeah. You can always tribalize people. Even if the whole country's white, you still have your like, you start filling in the parts. You know, America just has this weird race thing going. And I don't even think that's really a factor.
From an immigrant that comes here, I come.
That's because we didn't build the goddamn wall yet.
Hey, because we were busy crossing it over. So, but what I'm saying is, look at my example. I had for 10 years, I ran the Refry Comedy Show. The Improv never booked me ever. But on my Friday nights, it was my night and I created my own following and I created my own buzz and I created my own name, my own brand. And till this day, we're still here. We're performing this Friday. You know what I mean? I didn't cry because
started
I didn't
Friday
give me a
Late Show. We still here.
We still here. Started Friday Late Show. we still here. Yeah. That's fucking dope, dude. Trademark that. Say, take it away for a moment.
Okay. Yeah, I've already lost. I've already lost all rights.
So, but you understand? If I cry like every other Latino comic that didn't get booked at the Improv, and he's going, "Oh, it's because they don't want us. It's because they don't want us." Fucker, come back in. Do a fucking great job. Show them that you're worth it and make yourself indispensable.
It's all about the community.
You're fucking
here. Yeah, once you show, that's a lot of these groups that are getting rights, which I'm very happy about, obviously, but it's because they showed the world they had a community. Like gay people did that amazingly.
Exactly.
Where they're like, we are a strong force in business and in media and in art and in all these things. So you can't deny us anymore.
So what you do
Hispanics
is...
Hispanics are, what are they, 28% of the population, 26% of the U.S. population? I mean, that's trillions of dollars long term. So it's like, why would anyone deny that?
Deny it, cater to it, and then you adjust and you change.
Right.
Tomorrow I might shoot an English special. Who fucking knows? But right now what's paying my bills and my home is Spanish comedy. And I can still jump back into and doing an English comedy this Friday. That's the diversity that America allows you to do. See, only this country,
America's
gives
awesome.
You that. America's the shit, dude. And I don't care who you are. Even Muslims get here. I think that's what it is. They're bitter and they go, fuck, this is a great country. Let's blow it up. Fucking nothing.
Right,
can
they're
be
almost
this
hating
good.
On it.
Nothing can be this fucking good. Look at this chick walking around with no fucking bra on. That's fucking dope.
They just get angry. it's like America's awesome. I also realized how great America was. A comedian's being sued in Canada over a joke.
Yes.
You see that?
I saw that.
I mean, every time I start being like, Canada's got it going on, you know, their cops are in jeans and shit, they're fucking chill. Then you see something like that, and you're like, wow, we really have freedom of speech in this country. And I complain about PC police and shit all the time, like every comic does, but we have it easy. I mean, there's countries where you tell a joke, you get your cock cut off.
Well, the president in Mexico, bro, wanted to put in a law that says you cannot make fun of me or my government.
Well, Trump would do that too.
Yes, Trump will definitely do that.
That's why I have no idea why any comedian would like Trump. He'd be the worst for freedom of speech.
Well, a lot of Texan comedians love Trump, but but this is the thing: is Trump's a sideshow. Trump is
he's not anymore, man. He just won the nomination. He's the Republican nominee now. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, it's reality.
It's reality.
Totally.
Oh fuck.
What's up, Reedy?
Who's going to Canada again? Remember, what's her name? Raven.
Raven Simone?
Yeah, Raven Simone. She has to go to Canada now. Fuck, she said it on The View. She has to get the fuck out.
That's hilarious.
She said it. Engineer. Did you not see it?
It's Ben.
Ben. I'm sorry. Huh? Right? Look, Google it. Google it.
What, Raven Simone?
Raven Simone said, I'm going to Canada if he wins. See?
Yeah, and also check out that other story about that comic that's getting sued for a joke. So Raven's got to go? Raven may have to fly.
Raven is going to fucking fly to Canada.
I feel like ravens are really smart birds. Why are they like associated with like all this bad shit?
It's like Mexicans, bro. Mexicans are so smart, hardworking, and they're so.
Everyone loves Mexicans.
Nah, Donald Trump, he called us rapists and he called us killers and.
Well, in his defense, I mean, yeah.
No,
fucker. I'm just kidding, man. So no, people love Mexicans. I swear to God, they do. Like, yeah. Mexicans don't get the heat that, like, a lot of other groups get.
Oh, no. The Mexicans get, you know,
family
why?
Family oriented.
Because
they laugh, they work hard.
But they're indispensable. You kind of go, fuck, they really put in good work, man.
They really
put in good work. And you're like,
everyone feels so like in good hands with Mexicans.
Yeah, like when they show, Jorge's going to do it. Ah, okay.
Neil Brennan has a joke. I'm not even going to try it because that would be weird to do another. But basically, like, Mexicans are so like hardworking that they'll chill in a parking lot just waiting for like work to break out.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's so. Yeah, I've always been a huge fan of Mexicans.
We are like hookers, you understand? Like,
yeah, and you guys laugh a lot.
Of course.
Like, I fucking love... yeah, but I've seen comics... I've seen comics eat shit in front of Hispanic crowds, though.
Yeah.
So I think you have to be pretty funny to... But once you get them, they're like down. They're like, they're family. It's like a family. They're very similar to Irish people in like... the 1930s in America, you know, like some of my ancestors, it was like you drink, you're Catholic, you have families, you like do the shitty jobs, then you start getting the better jobs. You know, it's a very like Catholic story.
Yeah. And loyal, man. Like, I had a loyal following. Like,
I want to be a part of this whole Spanish thing. I'll do a show in fucking Spanish.
Are you good? Cause I'm doing it at the Ontario Improv. I'll book you.
I will try to do a show in Spanish. Give me a date.
April 5th. April 5th, that gives you more than enough time. It gives you a
whole
month.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Tuesday. I know you're home. April 5th, and we bring this podcast, and we're going to record you fucking, why didn't it work?
That would be insane.
Why didn't it work? And I will say it in Spanish and translate. Go, he just said this and this and this, and this is why it didn't work.
Yeah.
In Spanish.
No trabajo.
But you imagine even if you did five minutes.
I will seriously do it. I will learn jokes in Spanish.
Learn jokes in Spanish, and I will put you on April 5th, and then we do a whole why didn't it work.
That would be fucking great.
That'll be the first Spanish one you ever did.
Ontario.
Ontario on Tuesday, April 5th.
I think I may have, there's a chance I have a gig in like Calgary or some shit.
Fuck them. They're going to sue you. Don't go. Stay here. You don't want to go to Canada.
They're going
to
pay me. Oh, shit. I'm fascinated by this. I want to become... Because don't you think it would be kind of funny to have like an American accent in Spanish? And clearly I learned it just for comedy.
You would be the only one. I've never seen
And they'd get a kick out of that, right? I feel like they would.
They're laughing with you and at you at the same time.
At the same time. That's perfect. That's double the laughs.
Yes. They're looking at you going like, pendejo. And laughing. You know what I mean?
I'm like, con grande pinga.
Con grande pinga.
Yeah, that means with the big dick.
Of course. You don't have to translate that part.
Not for the people at home that haven't put in the work yet.
That's because you looked straight into my eyes when you said that.
Yeah, that's you know you're having a good podcast when you don't realize we're talking to other people too.
Right?
That was a great feeling. You're like, you don't have to tell me. I'm like, yeah, well, there's more people.
Well, he is naked, so that's why
I'm masturbating right now.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Well, I mean, I can't. You got to continuously make eye contact with me or it's never going to end.
Oh, shit. That's the only way you come.
That's it.
Okay, I think that's enough about that.
That and I have to hold a gun to my own head.
Yes.
So what else is new?
What else is new? I got a TV show coming out on DirecTV, all Spanish, and it's just a stand-up show, just like Comic View, but in Spanish.
Do you prefer to speak Spanish or English?
I prefer to speak English. It comes natural now because of so many years being here. But Spanish, just in the past 3 years, I really developed it really well. I mean, I can speak it. I can pronounce words that I couldn't pronounce before.
Yeah.
Just because I've been doing it. I mean, I just got booked. I got a tour date for Mexico. I just started my first tour date in Juarez.
Wow.
And my wife's like, wait, were you going where? I said, Juarez. That's my first tour date. I got Puerto Vallarta, Acapulco, Cancun, Cabo, San Lucas, Guadalajara, Mexico, Puebla, Chiapas, Mexicali, Tijuana, Tecate, Ensenada. So
Do they have comedy clubs there, or is it like?
They're dance clubs. And
nice.
Because comedy just started in Mexico 7 years ago.
Wow.
Stand-up. Well, we're talking about stand-up, like original material. They've always had like vaudeville joke tellers. And
yeah,
like,
it's happening in China, too. China is getting into stand-up now.
But before, it was just joke-telling and making
fun of
people.
Right, it was like someone wearing a funny like outfit and just like being like, ha, ha,
a character.
Yeah.
And they would dance and sing, and then they would do a couple of jokes and then dance and sing and fuck with people. Well, in Mexico, it was the same thing, but 7 years ago, it just took off. And so when I get into the scene 3 years ago, they were so young. It was 4 years of developing the stand-up world. Comedy Central had just stepped in, and they said, we believe in this product. So I came right in at the same time as Comedy Central embraced it, and they looked at what was out there, and I was part of that. And they go, wow, this guy really pops up. Like, nice. This guy's the shit. And they go, wow, you're so good for doing it for 4 years. I said, no, I've been doing it for 15.
Yeah.
In English. I'm just doing it here now with you guys. Or I was doing it for 13.
Is it easier or harder in Spanish or English? What's
easier.
It's easier in Spanish?
It's easier for me. It's easier in Spanish just because I've been suppressed so much shit that I wanted to say in Spanish that I couldn't say
interesting. Yeah.
In English.
Right.
And so you understand when you talk about mom, dad, and you have to sort of explain why parents do that, the things they do. It's a little harder in English because you might not rationalize why my dad was driving around in a bread truck full of hookers, taking them to these migrant workers so they can fuck.
Right.
I would have to explain all that to you. In Mexico, I just go, somebody like, dad showed up with a bread truck and a bunch of hookers.
Like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course you did.
Bread truck, got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, so for me, comedy in Spanish is like, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
So the audience gets it right away.
That's so funny.
I mean, so when I explain, when I talk about family, when I talk about, you know, my brothers, my wife, because my culture is Mexican, it's so much easier to just deliver the material.
And right.
Sometimes I have
you
to
don't
explain
have to like, I'm like that sometimes when I'm in a crowd where everyone's really drunk or dumb. Like everything, you have to explain everything you're saying. And I feel like you are in a position now where all that just went away. Like, because there's so much cultural stuff that you had to be like, well, we like to blah, 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 and then do the joke, and you can now just do the joke.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
So I have a lot more freedom to just really just rant and say what I want to say in Spanish.
And the setup can get laughs now because they're always like, you get the, that's so true for the setup, and then you get to hammer them with the punchline. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. So I have a joke in English where I usually walk in any venue and go, wow, I'm so Mexican that I'm looking at your ceiling right now going, I could fix it.
That's funny.
So you think that's funny? So I said that joke in Spanish, and everybody looked up and said, we know. In Mexico, that joke just doesn't work.
That's so funny.
So I brought that joke, and I added it to my English set, and now when I said, you know what's funny is I did that joke in Mexico, and other Mexicans said, we know. We've been looking at it, too. So it worked in English, but in Spanish, it just didn't work.
Some comic, I have no idea who it is, but he has a joke where he goes, my family's so racist that when someone tells a racist joke, they just go, I know. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like the same vibe where it's like when you're really living it, it's not funny.
Exactly.
You know, like they're like, yeah, we could fix his fucking ceiling.
Yeah, we've been thinking the same thing.
And white
too.
People are like, that's so different from us.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's like, you guys think about work. That's going to make me laugh because I don't relate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They go, oh my God, because Mexicans work hard because they fix shit.
What do Mexicans say about white people? Like, what's the joke?
You want to know the truth? They're stupid.
Yeah.
Because this is my family's argument. My dad's like, it's always like, you guys overthink things. And you guys, for example, There's a lot of red tape. I don't know if this makes sense.
It 100% makes sense.
Okay, you guys go by the rules. Like, everything has to be done.
You gotta see Germany.
Oh, really? It's
Americans make fun of Germany the way you guys make fun of us.
Yes.
Like, they would be like, because of the rules, we cut off our own foot. It's in the rule. And, like, Mexico would be like, don't cut off your fucking foot. And America would be like, well, if we sue, we could cut off the foot.
Exactly. Yeah. So, for example, my dad worked for Hertz in a car. A car landed on its side when they lifted it up. My dad is sitting there looking at three managers, all white, and the Mexican mechanics, my dad being part of that group, are laughing at them because they're trying to figure out how to safely pull the car out, turn it back on its right side, and then move it so the tow truck can take it and get it fixed.
Yeah.
And my dad and his friends are all Mexican laughing their ass off because they're idiots. Because they just grab a rope, fucking pull it out with another car, and just totally they're like,
we hired a consultant for $50,000 because this Civic can be saved.
Exactly. Like that. Like,
oh, there's so much shit wasted here with
exactly. And my dad's like, give me a fucking chain. Give me that Ford Taurus. I'll pull that shit out and we'll get it to my fucking primo Hector. He'll fix it.
Want to know the fucking irony, though, is that's kind of how Trump is. Yeah. Trump's just like, get them out. I'll build a wall here. Fuck you guys. Yeah. And everyone's kind of into it because I don't think people even agree with them. I think they're just so sick of red tape that they just want a mad dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of bark and no bite.
Exactly. He would be the worst. He can't do shit.
No. Him building the wall, it's never going to happen.
Well, and I'm also, you guys could easily tunnel under it.
Of course, dude.
We already have the tunnels.
We already have Chapo, bro. Are you kidding me? That fucker makes tunnels like I wish I had my house made like that.
Dude, Chapo would probably spend $1 billion to give everyone a fucking jetpack.
Yeah.
To just fly over the wall and just piss all over everyone.
Exactly, bro.
Just to make a statement.
Just to make a statement. Dude, did you see his tunnel?
Yeah.
Air conditioning, lighting, oxygen.
It's like DirecTV. There's chicks hanging out.
The fuck? My apartment doesn't look that good. This fucker had it set up. So you building a wall is not going to stop Mexicans.
It's dumb. It's so fucking dumb.
You do is you taxed businesses at a lower rate. You send them to Mexico. Create jobs for Mexicans. Okay? Create jobs for Americans who have the executive positions, the management positions in Mexico. But start creating a relationship with the free trade agreement, and that way Mexicans don't have to leave their house. See, my uncle is a veterinarian. He never had any need to come to this country but to go on vacation.
Right.
He has money.
Right.
He's an educated Mexican in Mexico.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't need America. I have Mexico, and I eat off of Mexico because I service Mexico with my talent. I'm a vegetarian. I'm a veterinarian.
Yeah.
So he's not crossing the border illegally. He's an educated man. He has a visa. He comes and he visits.
Well, it's all a fucking shell game. The people barking that they don't want Mexicans here are the ones employing all the Mexicans.
That's what I'm saying. Take away the jobs. Send them to Mexico. But
they want them here. That's what I'm saying. I think it's all bullshit. They're just trying to say they don't want them here. It's like they all have their kids probably speak Spanish more than English.
Exactly.
Like, they know this shit. They're all just like, it's a shell game. I don't know what the fuck the end game is, but it's kind of making me insane.
But you don't go out and say they're rapists. You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck was clapping at that shit? Oh, Mexicans, they're coming here and they're raping. Like, who's raping your women? Like,
he's a condo salesman. He literally is like, you got to buy this. Your kid's going to get fucking kidnapped. You know, that's how we think. I swear to God, I don't think he's much of a racist as he is a condo salesman. He's literally like, if you don't get the anti-lock brakes, like, your wife's going to fucking die and someone's going to fuck her body. Yeah. You know, like that's how they talk. Like, salesmen literally are like, they have to be like, he can't just say build a wall or I have a plan. He doesn't even want a wall. He just wants power. So he's like, we have an enemy. It's like Hitlerian. You pick a fucking enemy and you define yourself based on that. It's like, oh, well, what's wrong with Mexicans like coming to the country? He's like, well, they're going to rape. They're going to start raping.
Yes.
Because I mean because you have to react to that. You have to be like, I don't want my fucking kid getting raped.
Well, you know what's fucking weird? My uncle Hugo goes, oh, we're the rapists? What about fucking Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby, he raped me, not Mexican. Bill
Trump's probably rapey.
I'm like,
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby rape.
He's like, pudding pop rape. Pudding pop man.
100 women he rape. 100 What the fuck are you talking about? Lino rape. He rape.
That's funny. American. Yeah, and that's not even a stereotype that's like anyone thinks.
Yeah, like, what the
like,
fuck?
Like, it's way easier to say Muslims blow shit up because they, you know, they've blown some stuff up. But like, no one's like, oh, these rapey Mexicans.
You notice I haven't fucking said anything about the drug dealing. Okay, you got us there.
Yeah,
you
fucking got us there. That's a real situation.
I'm not gonna fucking lie there. Fucking shit, the biggest drug lord is Mexican.
Yeah, I get it. A lot of my friends who knows a guy and their guy is typically a Mexican. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie about that. We do sell drugs. But you keep fucking asking for it. Like, if you don't ask for it.
I think I have no problem with drugs at all.
No. I'm like, fuck it. If you legalize marijuana, you would literally bring down the cartel because 50% of
you mean the fact
to
have a joint in my ear?
Is that what I smelled? Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it smells delicious. Is that a new
cologne? Yeah, literally just, well, it's kind of breaking apart
breaking
now.
Apart. Don't break it apart. But
no, weed is like, the fact that NyQuil is, like, if I drank NyQuil, I wouldn't drive a car. I wouldn't, like.
Your license would be suspended.
Like, NyQuil is so fucking strong. I think Tylenol PM makes me feel more druggy than weed.
Exactly. And it probably does more harm to your body than fucking.
Yeah, it destroys your liver.
Like fucking crazy.
Yeah, if you're like always smoking weed and you never leave your mom's basement, that's bad. But when you're like in a high stress job like us, it's like sometimes just having a couple puffs of weed is so great.
Bro, I never drink and drive. I never, like, I'm not out acting stupid ever. I've never gotten in a drunk fight. I've never nothing. This is me. I'm done. Go home. Fucking spark up a joint and chill the fuck out.
It's the best. It's literally the best.
The best fucking feeling to be in your own house, in your own backyard, in your patio, smoking a joint, and your wife is just waiting for you inside. She's like, I got it. Don't worry. Do your thing. I used to fucking down a bottle of whiskey. I love Jack Daniels, Jameson, all that shit. And I would get violent. I'd get stupid. I want to argue.
You become an animal. Exactly. You're just like the reptile brain.
You're not thinking anymore.
Weed just dials down your ego.
Bro, weed is the thing that keeps me from cheating on my wife. Yeah. Like, I take weed on the road, and everybody's like, oh, we're going to go to this club. I'm like, actually, I want to go back in the room, smoke this joint.
Yeah, it makes monogamous sex amazing.
Oh, fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, like, because if I was, like, just sleeping with a bunch of people, I wouldn't smoke weed because it would, like, I'd almost, like, the spirituality of weed would contradict the one-night stand situation. But, like with your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, weed, it, like, makes sex awesome.
Like,
and booze just makes sex, like, huh, are you come yet? I'm going to come. You come? Like, weed is just, like, it's the best.
Sensual, bro.
Yeah.
Become sensual. You become fucking Art Kelly, bro. You just fucking become smooth. Like, when you're on weed, you know, me and my wife, we make love.
Oh, totally.
When I'm drunk, she gets on top and
she gets, someone's just getting fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's getting herself fucked out of a fucking orgasm because she's not getting one.
Oh, totally.
But it's, if you legalize marijuana, 50% of the income that the cartel makes is gone. So once you put a big hit like that on the cartel, they're fucked now. They have to generate money some other way. And it's not like everybody's fucking doing meth now. Like, after Breaking Bad, I think it's scared America to fucking do meth. They're like, fuck that. Not that they're not still doing it, but it's fucking happening.
Bro, I haven't slept in 7 days. And it's been meth.
It's been meth.
I've never done meth. I'm just kidding. I don't like meth. I don't like coke. I don't like any of that shit.
No, weed is a way to go, bro. You mellow
Weed's
out.
Awesome. You every now and then, chill. Pop an Adderall if you have to learn a new song.
If I have to get off the weed.
Yeah. If you need to pump the ego up a little bit to operate your day.
Yeah, you know what? I need to play with my kid today. Where's that Adderall?
Yeah, but I never just like drink alone or anything. Like weed is one of the only things that I've ever done that's like, I want to do this alone and just listen to Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
It's great.
Fucking love it, dude. And this is the thing is, once you're there, you're not going to go, fuck, you know what? Let's go fucking run and get some more beer. Or let's go. No, once you're high, like, nah, I don't want to go.
That's why it's illegal. Because, I like capitalism, obviously. But, like, one of the tenets of it is they have to make you feel empty so that you buy things. And weed doesn't make you feel empty. It makes you feel fine.
Or hungry, but that's it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't need a fucking Lexus because it's the same car as a Toyota.
Yes.
That's a weird
thought. You notice that?
It's a fact. It's made by the same people.
Yeah.
In the same factories. It's the same goddamn car.
No, but I'm talking about weed makes you think that way.
And Coke would be like, I need that Lexus because someone else has it, and I want to fucking win.
Yeah. And I want more bitches than that guy.
Yeah.
It's so fucking weird that Coke makes you want to fuck, but your dick doesn't work.
Right. And weed makes you not want to fuck, but your dick is awesome, and then you want to fuck.
Exactly. It's like your weed, your head's like, wait, I don't want to fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay, fuck it. We're fucking.
Yeah, and you're just kind of like, I just love you so much, babe. And then it's like, you're like, oh, no, wait, we can have sex? Whereas alcohol, it's like, fucking. And Coke's like, I got to fuck because someone else is fucking more than me.
Listen, my marriage was almost over because I pissed on my wife drinking Jack Daniels. That's why I stopped. I'll
be Jack honest. Pissed on your wife. You did Jack. Not piss on your
Thank
wife.
Thank you.
Jack.
That asshole.
Jack pissed on
so
your wife.
So I shine away a half a bottle of Jack. I'm fucking hammered. I'm sitting in the bed and I'm peeing on her. And she goes, at 3 a.m, are you peeing on me? And I get upset. You understand? I get upset at her. No. The hell? I'm not peeing on you. I'm holding my own dick peeing on her.
Right.
And I'm still denying the fact that I'm peeing on my
That's
wife.
That's hilarious.
And so she wakes me up. She fucking gets me out of the bed. Takes all the, you fucking asshole, you're peeing on me. Get up. Get up. So we're changing sheets at 3 a.m. I'm just standing there like a dumbass going, fuck, what am I going to do now? I've never done anything like that on weed.
Never.
I've never done anything. And I haven't even shitted on her, nothing. I don't even fart. I get out and go, hey, man, I mean, I should go fart over there.
Yeah.
But literally, man, Jack Daniels made me pee on my wife, almost cost me my marriage. Weed saved it.
Was the fight that bad? What happened? What caused the fight?
I mean, you just pissed on your wife, man. Like, literally pissed. I'm talking like this, bro. Like, you ever urinated on a person that didn't want to be urinated on?
Thousands of times.
It is fucking gonna fucking dent the relationship, bro.
Everyone who's ever heckled me, I've made them wait in the lobby after, and I piss on them.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
But that's the truth. That's intense. That's intense.
So why did I drink? Because I wanted to relax. Because I wanted to stop thinking of work. I wanted to just fucking chill.
You're becoming too white.
Exactly. I was becoming too white. I was having too many fucking problems. That's it. And I wasn't going to have Adderall or fucking any other fucking medication. I wasn't going to go to a therapist because then everybody's going to call me a putito.
Putito.
So, and it's not like I can go to the store and buy weed. So the only thing that was legal for me at that point to self-medicate was alcohol. So for me to numb my senses and not think of work, I would drink alcohol. And that was the result of it. So once I pissed on her, man, I knew I still wanted to relax, but I didn't want to fucking piss on my wife anymore.
What was it like the next day? Like, what did...
Fucking awkward, bro.
She
goes to work, and I'm sitting in my fucking living room going like, fuck.
You smell like piss, babe. What's going on?
No, she's gone by the time I wake up. Because I had to sleep on the wet spot, of course, where all the urine went, but... But so she gets up, she leaves, doesn't say a word. And it's just fucking, fuck, what am I going to do? And I'm praying to God, bro. I went to church. It's just because it was just like she didn't want to see me. Like, you understand, it was becoming a problem. The drinking was becoming a problem. And that was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Like, yeah.
It wasn't just me peeing on her. It was the aggressiveness that came with it. Me being
the denial.
Yelling and all that shit. And the denial, like, you're drinking too much. Fuck you. You don't know me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that abuse was happening. And so she knew she didn't want to marry. We weren't married at the time. We were just dating, living together. So she had a choice to leave. Like, she knew I have a choice to leave. Like, I gotta leave right now if this is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So I knew I was going to lose her. And I was like, fuck. And so I literally went to church, bro. I went to God. I didn't know what to do. I was like, fuck. And then finally she got home. We had a heart to heart. We talked and we said, you know, drinking's a problem, but this is why I do it. It's not that I want to do it every day. It's just stressed out. I can. So a buddy of mine, Roberto Rodriguez, a comic, says, hey, why don't you smoke weed?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't fucking know where to get it. He says, here, have some. And that night, like not that night, but like a week later, I stopped drinking for a week. And then a week later, Robert's like, smoke this joint. And we're outside my house smoking. I come back inside. My wife's like, what's up? I was like, I'm fucking high and I'm loving this shit.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, you like it more than drinking? Yeah.
I like you high better. Just fucking smoke weed.
That's perfect.
And my wife's like, just fucking go smoke weed, relax. I get it. She's like, you're the breadwinner. You provide a lot for us. Like, I don't want to lose you, but alcohol is killing you. And if this is the way you relax, then go smoke weed.
Be like, you better get a couple more TV shows before you can piss on me.
Exactly. Like, I can't wait to shit on her because you know I made it by then.
Well, that's when you get an Academy Award.
Is that what happened with Leo?
Yeah, you get to shit on people.
Yeah? Leonardo DiCaprio must be loving it right now.
Yeah.
He's just shitting on people.
Yeah, he's just shitting. No, I hear you, man. That was a good, that's a great story.
Bro, so it's weird because in the Hispanic culture, it's so taboo.
Weed?
Oh, my God. Mexico has not advanced in that aspect, bro.
Yeah, because I think a lot of comics are like war generals. You know what I mean by that? Like, we go to war. Yeah. Like, literally, you're like at points where you're like, I'm fucking at war and I have to turn my brain off. Because if not, I'm just seeing the whole world as my fucking enemy.
You understand when we go on stage, we're about to get judged. We're judged every fucking
day. Yeah, people want to take you down.
Yeah, people want to take you down. They want, in one aspect, they want you to succeed. And the other one, they want you to fail.
Right.
But never want you to just cruise by. They're like, no, fuck you. Either fucking die on stage or succeed on stage. Yeah. But we're not going to give you an inch.
I love that turn. I love that turn when the crowd's in a place where they don't know whether or not they want to crucify you or elevate you, and you get them, and then they elevate, and then it only continues and grows and grows. It's like, it's the most beautiful feeling ever.
And stressful as fuck.
Insane. Well,
because you don't know
when
where
you land
going.
On Earth, it's kind of like being a fighter pilot or something. Like, it's like when we were watching, my wife and I watched The Hurt Locker, and I kind of related. I mean, it's comedy's nothing like war. It's not like what they go through is insane. But like when he was just at the supermarket, he's just looking at like produce and stuff. And he's like
staring at it.
Yeah. He's just like, I'm a fucking warrior. You know, I got to do crazy shit to like be myself. And then when you smoke some weed, you're like, okay, I can just chill
the fuck out.
And like booze did that too. That's when I used to be fatter, remember? I used to just drink all the time.
Yeah, because that was our way of fucking coping with the rejection per se, or you didn't get a deal, or if you're
or
just
even the victories, you got to cope with even great things. It's like when you're just life is cranked, like your volume's cranked up. It's like that's why there's so many drug problems in like artistic and performance jobs, because people are just like, get me the fuck out of this headspace.
Yeah, let me just relax. Fucking Justin Timberlake said it publicly. He said, I smoke weed just so I can stop thinking.
Oh, totally.
Because
and then add on being white. We need white noise machines just to take a nap.
Because you're white?
Yeah. It's just thoughts.
No, but you think...
Should I adopt another dog? Should I fucking get a 401k?
or where do I put my money now? You know what I mean? It doesn't get any better.
Because no one's rooting for white people. So no one's like, oh, look at you. You got yourself a degree and a job. If you're not fucking Bill Gates, everyone looks at you like a failure.
But you know what? It's weird because as a Latino in Compton, I always thought white people were rich. Like, I just automatically thought. Because all I saw around me was blacks and Latinos, and we were all broke going to the swap meet.
Right.
And I turned on the TV, and they're Saved by the Bell, and they're going to the mall. And they were always
That's
eating.
Interesting.
And so what I saw on TV was that white people are rich and they get to eat at a diner every fucking night.
Every meal.
Every meal was at a fucking diner. You understand what that does to a fucking Mexican kid that's 10? You go, fuck, they're rich.
I think a lot of like Black Lives Matter people should go door to door in a trailer park in the winter and tell them about their privilege.
Exactly. No.
White people are so goddamn poor. I mean, the most powerful people in America are white men. That's a fact. But like, there's so many poor white people. And I think Trump's getting a lot of those because they're so sick of being told they're fucking special. They're like, how am I special, bro? I'm fucking on government cheese.
Exactly.
You know, they're like broke. You just don't see them as much because they're in the country. That's that rural city, like a lot of like Latinos and blacks are like city, the poor hang in the city, so they all see everybody.
Yeah.
Poor white is in a fucking field in the middle of nowhere. Like, well, no one sees that dude. He's just like in a fucking little box.
Well, the first time I realized that white people weren't rich is when I went to Hemet. You go to Hemet?
What's Hemet?
Exactly. Hemet is in the fucking, out in the desert fields going to San Diego, like between San Diego and Riverside, all that area. Meth city.
Like, they're all making meth in their trailers out there.
Yeah.
And I saw the scariest fucking white people with no teeth and fucking scabs on their face.
The
and
teardrop tattoos.
I mean, it was so bad. I wanted segregation back, bro.
Right.
I mean, I was like, to get the whites away
from you.
Over there, whitey. That's color. That's us. Over there, whitey.
Like, yeah, you're like, Trump, build the wall to keep you guys the fuck out of our country.
Exactly.
Like, you fucking toothless fuck.
Exactly. So it was the first time I learned of trailer trash.
Yeah.
Going to Hemet. And then I was like, wait, they're not all rich? Nope. Not all.
Oh, white. God, no. Like that. And that's why there's a lot of resentment gets built up in white people. And then it keeps this ping pong effect where then black people are like, oh, this guy fucking doesn't know what he has. And they're like, literally, we're starving. Like, they're so poor. It's insane. Like, go to West Virginia and, like, tell me those people. I mean, these people were like my grandfather was a seven-fingered lead miner, you know? And it's like, my mom was raised on a dirt floor. My mom's feet are so, her toes curl like a fucking claw. Because she had to wear shoes like four or five sizes too small for her feet.
So they hang from the...
No, it's like, it looks like, I can't explain it, but it's like an eagle's claw.
Wow.
All of her toes. And so I'm raised in this environment, and they made a life for themselves, kind of like what we were talking about. Like, they became professors, not high paying, but it gave us opportunities and, like, education. But, like, that's when I see these people talking about, like, oh, white. It's like, my mom is walking on eagle's claws because she was so goddamn poor, and she's so smart, and her dad was so smart and so, like, hardworking that it's, like, tragic. And then you have these people being like, Will Smith needs a fucking Oscar. It's like, he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes.
And it's like, what the fuck do you want? You also want the golden statue? You also want the fucking accolades? It's like, come back to earth. If you think you don't have the money to start your own business, then I think you know where I'm going with this. Think again, guy. I have fantastic news. Now you can own a business that has proven to be a phenomenal success all around the country. With very little upfront investment. We're talking Selfie Station. I love the company because it's cool. Selfie Station is a portable touchscreen photo booth that people and businesses book for weddings, corporate functions, trade shows, proms, promotional events, and more. Once you own one, a Selfie Station, they're a hit at every holiday party, bar mitzvah, or bar. Or mitzvah, or birthday, and you can make your money back and more in no time. It's more than just a photo booth, it's entertainment as well. Selfie Station interactive experience that captures lifelong memories that can be emailed, texted, printed, personalized, and even uploaded to social media. You won't believe how much people will pay you, yes, you, to make your business the life of their party. It's the easiest income you'll ever earn and pays for itself in no time at all. Easier income would be just prostituting yourself, but that's illegal. So get a Selfie Station. You can start your own business right now. Let Selfie Station be the picture taker, icebreaker, and the money maker. Now, as a special introductory offer, get $500 off the professional package. That's right, you heard me. $500 gone off. Go to selfiestationpodcast.com and support our show by entering promo code Owen. That's spelled G-A-Y. I'm just kidding. It's spelled O-W-E-N. That's selfiestationpodcast.com, promo code Owen. O-W-E-N. Selfie Station. Good times.
Do your own. Go back. You didn't get the Oscar. You didn't see fucking... Look, Leonardo DiCaprio has a fucking reason to complain. It's been how many fucking years and no Oscar?
And he didn't even complain. Dude, Denzel Washington is the biggest pimp because he has... I think he might have two Oscars.
Yeah.
He didn't even fucking put the year of the movie on him. One of my buddies is friends with his daughter.
Yeah.
And he just says Denzel is like one of those dudes. I don't think he gives a shit about his Oscars. I literally think he's just like, oh, sweet. Like, I'm an actor. That's like, it. I don't care. Like, why do I give a shit if you... approve of me? It's approval from idiots. Like, it's almost like the mentality where, like, if a homeless person is like, well, then fuck you, and it's like, well, what did you mean by that, man?
Uh-huh.
It's like, just keep walking. Like, who gives a shit what these old lizard fucking Academy people give a shit about your movie?
Yes.
What a 70-year-old a billionaire doesn't understand Straight Outta Compton? Welcome to fucking reality.
Well, I do want to ask a question. How many white people won an award on the BET Awards?
Zero.
Exactly. Did you see any white people get pissed off because they weren't invited to the BET Awards?
They're too nervous. White people are really nervous.
This is the bullshit I'm talking about. The double standard. Look, I'm talking shit because we don't even give a fuck. Like, we're Mexican. We're not even included into this fight. And we're not jumping in. You know why? Because when Donald Trump said these Mexicans are thieves and they didn't jump in, black people didn't protest with us.
No.
They were like, fuck you. Watch. The Oscars are coming. We're not protesting with you. We're taking our Oscars. You saw the Mexicans. They won. They went home. We didn't fucking say shit. We took our awards and said, fuck you.
Well, one of the big criticisms of Black Lives Matter is that they don't stick up for black-on-black crime very often. It's a narrative. It's white is bad. And it's like, it's starting to get really annoying. It's like when a kid's shot in some inner-city gang war or some shit, Black Lives Matter doesn't kick in like they do with white people. Mm-hmm. And if Black Lives Matter is what your fucking statement is, then all of them matter. Like, why not always jump in? Like, if you're going to bee swarm, it's like, start doing that to gangs and shit, because they're killing a lot of black people.
You know what matters? You being a father, you being a mother, you raising your kids right. Like,
right.
Now that I have a daughter, like, I'm going to do my best to raise her to be a decent human being.
Don't you think a lot of these problems are because of, like, kids are raised by screens and their parents are always gone? And
I was born and raised in Compton, South Central, and Watts. Those were the three cities I was raised until the age of 18, okay? From birth to that age, to 18. I never joined a gang. I never tagged on the wall. I never stole one item. You know why? Because my dad was going to beat the shit out of me.
Right.
And I was so scared of my dad. I was so scared because he was going to beat the fuck out of me.
Well, he cared. He also cared. He was like, don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah. I will fuck you up. I will murder you myself. But he was there to say it to me. You understand? He was there to be a father. He also guided me. So I understood that. So he raised me to be a decent human being. Guess what I don't do as an adult now? I don't steal. I don't kill. I don't rob. I don't do stupid shit. I go to work. I do what my dad did.
Yeah, with no parents, you're raised by the insanities of the world, which is insane. I have a lot of empathy for these kids because they were raised in a world that they didn't understand because no one put it in context.
Exactly.
No one was like, oh, no, racism doesn't mean disagreeing with someone.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these people don't even know what words mean.
No.
Like, racism means that you look at a race and you want to subjugate them or take rights from them. Saying, like, I don't agree with this. Just because you're different races doesn't mean you're racist. Like, it's not, you don't disagree with it because they're a different color than you. It's because you don't think that, you know, drugs should be illegal. Like, what if I was arguing with a black guy and I was like, weed should be legal in every state. And he's like, well, and then he like kind of made it some sort of black issue. And I'm like, I don't care. I think weed should. And he's like, well, you're racist. And you see that all the time. It's like, well, because I disagree with your opinion, I'm a racist.
But this is the beauty of America. Check this out. Enters hip-hop. Hip-hop music is created. That's a black cultural thing.
Yeah.
Hip-hop is for black people. Okay? Back then, nobody gives a shit. White America still loving fucking their music, and they don't give a fuck. Hair bands are the shit.
Yeah, Mr. Sandman.
All of that. That's all white America.
Mr. Sandman.
So, here comes hip-hop. When hip-hop, the Adidas were up in the air.
Yeah.
That's when America said, whoa, we're not tapping into that potential right there. We're not.
Oh, yeah.
So when
the
money came into
the only color that matters is green, baby.
So if you want America to change, fucking make it profitable. Okay. You make another award show. Make it all black. Fuck it.
Just make it all everything.
And trust me, America will take it.
Yeah.
I mean, you see what I'm saying is America now embraces hip hop. Okay, America now has fucking rappers going to the White House. N.W.A., Eazy-E walking in the White House. Why?
Yeah.
Because he's such a fucking influence in society that he didn't wait. It's not like they made hip-hop and they say, here, accept it now or you're racist. No, you worked hard at it and then fucking shove it down America's throat and America ate it.
Well, the instant gratification is a generational thing. Like, you can tell it's the quick, like... my buddy Kevin wants to do a sketch where if people stop liking your photo, you die. So it's like, bum, bum, ding, 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 ding. So it's like you constantly have to seek approval.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, well, everything should change immediately. Like that Donald Sterling shit. I mean, who the fuck doesn't realize that a 90-year-old, like, billionaire is going to, like, he doesn't think women should wear pants. Like, what? It's like, of course he doesn't want his chick to take pictures with dudes who clearly have 10-inch dicks.
Yeah.
Like, outraged. It's like, dude, I'm outraged that you can't admit that the fucking world operates the way it operates.
Bro, I don't blame the guy. If he's paying for that pussy, he doesn't want anybody else tapping
it. I agreed with almost everything he said. Like, almost everything out of his mouth. I was like, yeah.
But he's 80.
And because I don't think it was racially motivated. I think it was impotence motivated. I think, it could have been white. It could have been the basketball team from Poland. Yeah. It's like, don't take pictures with the guys with the monster hard cocks.
Yes.
Like, I'm 90 and small.
Now, let me ask you this. Instead of saying black, okay, did he actually drop the N-word?
Never once.
Never once, right?
No.
Just black guys, right? Yeah. Those black guys.
Yeah, he might as well have been saying those big dick people.
Exactly.
And I think it was more tall than it was even black.
But I think if you would have said big dick people, they wouldn't have gotten offended.
Right, but that's him like, admitting his vulnerability. Like, he can't be that vulnerable.
But that's really what he was saying, like you're saying right now.
One, in his mind was, when you take pictures with those guys, it doesn't look like I'm pounding that pussy.
Exactly.
And because he can't pound the pussy. So he had a valid point.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm going to buy you like cars and shit, don't let everyone know. You can fuck all those guys because my dick's been dead for 40 years.
Yeah.
But don't let all my friends know that you're getting pounded by my team.
Exactly.
And that could have been the Polish wrestling team. That could have been the Ukrainian fucking people that work at the nuclear power plants who had irradiated monster cocks. It's not a skin color thing. It's don't let everyone know that I can't fuck your pussy.
I get it now. See, I never saw that perspective. But yeah, I get it. The guy's not racist. It's just, he just didn't want people to know that somebody else was hitting his pussy.
Yeah, it's almost...
Especially when you're paying for it.
Dude, right? It's more racist to, like, pretend it's okay to let them fuck your wife's pussy.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, if he was like, yeah, definitely take pictures with all the black Americans because I want to show diversity. Like, that to me is infinitely more racist because now you're trying... You have an agenda to make yourself look not racist when, in fact, everyone knows you don't want a 10-inch cock in your wife's fucking mouth.
Exactly. It's not even his wife, though. It was his mistress. So that hurts more.
It hurts
wife,
even more.
Your wife, you don't care. By that time, I'm pretty sure they weren't fucking anyways. He's like, good, fuck. I hope you do. And yeah. I've fucking proved to divorce your ass now.
Yeah, if it's his wife, everybody would be like, oh, now he's got the green light to pound the ass.
Yeah, everybody would go, poor guy. That bitch was cheating on him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He gets that good sympathy point. Fucking, oh, poor guy, Sterling, fuck. Did you see that? The owner of the Clippers, fucking his wife cheated.
They took his team from him.
Exactly.
And I think that's when people start getting really scared of black people. When everyone's like, they can take our shit now. I mean, Twitter is a thing.
But see, you remember, my dad used to say, when you spit up in the air, eventually you're going to hit you in the face. So you keep doing this shit.
Oh, no, the bell's already been rung. I mean, that's why Donald Trump may be a president.
Yes.
Because it's too, I openly am like, you guys are being fucking children.
Yes.
Because like when I criticized Beyonce, I got called a racist 10,000 times.
Exactly.
It's like, why? Because I don't think someone should hold a fist up during the goddamn Super Bowl.
Yes, because if you really knew who the Black Panthers were, they would tax businesses. They would literally extort businesses.
I mean, literally, these are things I haven't even been able to bring up, but seeing as you're super brown, keep going.
No, I'm good. I can say it, bro. The Black Panthers.
Yeah, they were a mafia.
They were a mafia. They were a gang. They were a gang, and don't give me this bullshit. Look, they did good things for the community. So did the fucking mob.
Yeah, I know. I'm so glad someone who's brown is saying this.
I know. I'll keep saying it, bro, because it's bullshit.
I know. It's also completely fact.
Yes, it's a complete fact, though. So if you know a little bit of history, you would understand. And I'm Mexican. I'm not even from this fucking country, and I'm telling you, it's bullshit.
That's literally like if someone did like an El Chapo dance during like something, and everyone's like, no, he provides a lot. He's a good guy.
Exactly. Literally, that's what it is.
He makes great tunnels. He gives a lot of pride to little towns that have no other industry except for fucking putting coke in their asshole.
Before El Chapo, I wasn't making cocaine. Then Chapo came, I made cocaine. Nah. Cool job.
You know what I mean? Like, that's... The fuck are you talking about?
It's literally the same thing.
It's the same shit.
And here's more things that I'm now just empowered to say.
Yes, say it.
If they listen to what the KKK says, because I compare them to the KKK, mm-hmm. they're all about community building. As long as you're white. It's the same with fucking any racial pageantry is fucked up.
Until you start realizing that we're all humans.
Right.
Go and say, we're all human. We all go through the same shit. But it's when you start going, oh, we're the Black Panthers and this and that. And you start.
It's the fist. Everyone knows what the fist means.
You start empowering that gang again. Okay, imagine if she would have done the High Hitler.
Totally.
Imagine a white person doing the High Hitler.
Yeah.
Okay, or Donald Trump doing it.
Well, here's also the thing about Hitler.
Why is that okay?
People don't realize that, like, everything is in response to something. You still have to be accountable for the shit that you do. Like, you could easily say Hitler was... he was a World War I vet. He had no human empathy. His brain was destroyed. He fucking faced... After the Treaty of Versailles, the German economy was absolutely tanked. They were in a desperate position. He was a community builder. He probably gave a bunch of fucking kids in Oakland breakfast, too.
Uh-huh.
And then you proceed to become a fucking psycho.
Yes.
And it's like, you can't, like, list everything based on victimhood, because then no one's accountable for anything.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry, my grandmother was left-handed, so that's why I cheated on my wife. It's like, exactly. Oh, a what?
Exactly.
And it's that fucking crazy.
Now, was it a fucked up situation when the Black Panthers rose?
Of course.
Of course it was. But was that the right thing to do? Well, you see what I mean? Like become a gang, start fucking...
Well, even... I'm not even going to judge them. I'm judging the looking back on that and trying
and
to bring that
it.
And
yeah,
trying to, and like... Because it's exactly right. It's like there's people with a mentality of nothing to lose that will look on television and be like, well, that guy says it's okay. Fuck it. I'm going to just not respect white people, or I'm not going to respect black people. Like, it's, you know, a Confederate flag. That's why I was so against that. It said the same thing. It's like, you have a right to think the South may rise again. No, get that off the fucking courthouse.
Yes.
There's no racial pageantry.
And if you don't think television fucking influences you, I just told you that I thought all white people were rich.
Okay. We had this long talk about that. It was hysterical. So what happened, like, Watts and shit? Like, he'd be like, white people always eat at diners.
Like, every dinner was at a diner. I was like, who has that kind of fucking money? Like, my mom doesn't take us to McDonald's but once a week.
You're a diner. Yeah, and then he saw actual poor white people, like, with no teeth and shit, and he was like, fuck.
I want
build a wall and keep them out of our country.
So you understand, television does influence you, okay?
Huge.
Especially young minds.
Yeah.
So when you start telling kids... the Black Panthers are okay. The Black Panthers are... Listen, that kid needs to pick up a book. And he fucking needs to really find out what's going on. But he's going to get influenced by everybody around him.
What do you think this caught... Where's it all coming from? Because Beyonce doesn't need that.
It's the most popular thing to do. For example, look, I get it.
It's
got
to be money.
Look,
there has to be money or pussy. It has to be pussy or money.
Listen,
so we got to follow the pussy trail.
The only thing I can compare shit to is my own personal beliefs and my own personal experiences. So my ex-wife, not my current wife, my ex-wife was a Border Patrol agent. And I told her, there's a lot of Mexicans that do not like you, but you have to understand why. Says, no, we're protecting this country. Yes. And I know you're a good person. And I would tell my ex-wife, I know you're a good person. You're Mexican. You patrol this border. But of course, you're Mexican roots, but you're American born. And you patrol the American border and you protect it. But the reason Mexicans hate border patrols, because of what you did in the 50s and 60s and 30s and 20s, when you would beat the fuck out of my grandfather and his grandfather's grandfather, and you would fucking kill them out in the desert. And when you do a lot of shitty shit like that, there's a lot of resentment that needs to go away before we start looking at border patrol in a different light.
Right.
Okay, you understand? And I get why... Black people get really upset. I get it. There was a lot of resentment. There was a lot of hatred, and there's a chip on the shoulder. I get it. But it's just like being gay now, okay? Being gay now and being gay back in the 50s is way fucking different.
Yeah.
Way
it's
fucking
like, when can you just start feeling the win?
At what point do you realize when we keep saying, look, it's okay if you're gay. We don't care. And you go, no, fuck you. You just hate me because I'm fucking... Nobody hates you. Just sit down, fucker. Have a beer.
Right.
Now, you fucking... Will you fucking relax? Can you
imagine?
I'll
suck a dick right now.
Exactly. You're like, look, there's no need for that. We said just
I'm
sit
I'm sucking
down.
A dick right now.
Listen,
watch me suck it.
We're not
look
asking
at me or
you.
You're homophobic.
Okay. Now, imagine black people. Ah, it's because I'm black, huh? I was like, no, it's not because you're black. It's just you're being really loud and we're at church. Yeah. Ah, black. You're like, what the fuck? It's not because you're black. Just relax. You know what I mean? Ah, fucking racist, I'm leaving. You know what I mean?
It's so true.
It's that type of thing. So same thing as goes where My wife goes, but I'm a good person. I said, yeah, I understand, but there's so much. And so that's why they still keep talking shit. Or that's why I keep saying shit to Border Patrol agents. You know, it's one of those things. It's the time's passed. I'm not saying forget about slavery. It was a mistake that should have never happened. It's something that was terrible, but it happened. Now, the new generations, I'm not raised that way. Like, my kid is not going to know that it's my kid is never going to hate a black person. You know why? Because my parents made sure I didn't hate a black person. I lived in Compton, Watson, South Central. My dad did not look at black people any different than he looked at his Mexican friends. Yeah, there's still shit talking amongst races.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, he had black friends. I had black friends. My kid's going to grow up knowing that I have black friends. We can all, we're all just humans.
But fuck the Asians, though.
Yeah, fuck those Asians. Fuck, I don't hate that. Nobody wants those people. But
well, see, that's another narrative that has to be understood. Is like, there is no, like, just two groups. It's like, you know, black people and Koreans in L.A. had beef. And then, you know, Mexicans sometimes in Guatemalans have situations.
Mexicans and blacks, Guatemalans, yeah. Salvadorians and Mexicans. But
it's not just this waterfall that just comes right out of a white guy's cock. You know, that's how everyone pictures it. Just one white dick pissing on everybody. And that white dick probably lives in a fucking trailer in Oklahoma.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you're really fucking upset right now, relax. You're hating on me.
No, I bet they're happier than they've been in a while.
Really?
Like, yeah, I just did a video on YouTube where I show, like, in under 10 minutes, the most racially divided and intense Tampa crowd all laughing together at race stuff. I don't think it's natural to not make fun of shit. I don't think it's natural to feel divided. I think it's put on us because there's people that do profit from having people feel empty and victim-y and like, I need more and it's because of them. I think that someone is profiting either with power or money directly from that and they're imposing that on the human species.
I'm not going to lie. I was going to make t-shirts, Black Lives Matter, and sell them on the protest.
Yeah, that's a good business.
I had a good deal of $2 springing shirts, and I was like, fuck, and I have a lot of cousins. And
some to guilty
and,
white people.
And we were just going to add it to the orange stands that we already have set up in every off-ramp, and I already had it. I was going to fucking make a killing with Black Lives Matter.
What about this t-shirt? Bad vibes matter.
Bad vibes matter. Yeah, but they're not protesting. They're not out there, right? I need the group to get together.
What if I'm protesting bad vibes?
There you go.
Where I'm like, I'm just sick of everyone having a bad vibe.
Have a good vibe.
Yeah, like just be a little happier.
Yeah, good vibes matter. There you go. But
good vibes matter.
Good vibes matter.
Yeah, coming from like a super just gigantic white man, that may be like real condescending. Or if they're like, no, like we knew someone who was shot by the police, and I'm like, hey, whoa, good vibes matter. And they're like, fuck you. It's like, you just don't even want to like be in a bad mood. Like, literally, I'm complaining that I'm in a bad mood. And I'm like, your complaints about fucking police violence are bumming me out.
Yes.
Good vibes matter.
Good vibes matter. You're fucking...
Dude, hashtag good vibes matter. You can you can send it to me and Richard.
Yeah, there you
hashtag
go.
Hashtag good vibes matter.
Was it? But the killings, man. Have you seen these videos? Have you seen these actual videos
of what?
Of the fucking shooting, the cops shooting.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Everybody, white people,
terrible.
But I'm like, god damn, when did the cops get so fucking violent?
I think it's I don't know, man. I think it's just it's not when the cops get violent. It's when did everyone get a camera?
Yeah, well, everybody does have a camera now. Well, okay, so
just think about what you would need to record and distribute police violence before this shit. You would need a fucking actual video camera, and then you would need a way to put it on television.
Oh, that's easy. You give it to any fucking
Not then. Imagine, back in the day, like if you just saw a cop fucking someone up, and you had like you happen to have a 30-pound camera, and then you taped it, and you took your cassette tape. And you brought it to the local news station who was like, no, we're friends with the chief. We're not playing this on television.
Exactly.
No, we're trying to sell fucking toothpaste. Like nowadays, it's literally just like, oh, I got a video. It's uploaded. Oh, it's a hashtag. 20 million people just saw it. Yeah.
Wait, he's just getting beat up? No, we're looking for killings, man.
No, we need a killing.
We need a killing.
Oh, shit, no. It's a black cop. No, we don't want that one.
No, can you have a
white shot a white guy? No. Specifically, we need a white cop shooting a little black kid.
Yes, unarmed, okay?
Unarmed, yeah.
If he goes to church, even better. If he's a college grad, even fucking amazing.
We need a bunch of crying people, yeah. And then we need the National Guard to like just sit there for like a few weeks. Exactly. Just looking like a bunch of fucking meatheads from Duke University.
But so my ex-wife became a sheriff. When we got married, she became a sheriff. And she told me, you know who's cops, right? You know who becomes a cop? I said, no, bullies. Bullies become cops because it's another way of them continuing their high school fucking bullying. Like, yeah. Cops become bullies. Not all of them.
I think it's 50-50. I think it's either bullies or it's people that just like... really just like hanging out and doing the right thing and working out. Kind of, it's almost like if they didn't get, couldn't become firefighters, they just, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people just need a job too, you know.
So, and my question was her, was like, why are they dicks? He says, you understand, bro? She didn't say bro, but she said, honey, you understand, honey?
Putito.
Putito. You understand how much shit every cop goes through every
day?
So
much.
Like, you understand every stop is like, fuck you! Or chinga tu madre, cabrón. It's every fucking experience. It's like they get pissed on, they get thrown up on, they get fucking thrown shit at.
Shot at. Shot to death.
You understand? So every time they make a stop, they don't know.
Oh, and they're lied to all day long, by the way.
Exactly.
All day long, people look at them in their eyes and lie and lie and lie. And right after they just risk someone's life, and then they'll look at you and lie.
And
yeah,
lie.
I once saw in the gas station. I think like there was this super ghetto lady, and she just clearly had no money, nothing. So it's like they don't even really write them tickets or arrest them because it's like what's the fucking point? She literally was just screaming at him. She's like, "You motherfucking crack ass motherfucking bitch! You're my motherfucking bitch, bitch!" And the guy was like, "Ma'am, I'm gonna need you to calm down." It's like, "Bitch, I will fuck you up! I will fuck you up!" And it's like. And in my head, I'm like, if I said that to a cop, I would just be dragged out, fucking sued. Just they would take all my money. They would have just fucking been like, all right, you're now charged with aggravated assault, verbal abuse, you know. Yes. But this lady, the guy just kept being like, miss, do you mind just calm, just not. And she's like, you call me miss, motherfucker. I will stab you in my fucking head. It's just like, I was like, there's different, like when someone doesn't have shit to lose. Cops are just like, oh, fuck. This person has nothing to lose.
Like, if he goes to jail, we just took care of him for a month.
Right.
Fuck.
Basically, it's just like, am I going to pay this bitch's rent?
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, where are you going? Like, he go, I don't care. Lock me up.
Yeah. Oh, that's the scariest for those guys because they're like, fuck.
You're looking at it. Fuck, I'm going to lose my wife, my family, my home, my job. Yeah,
that's why white people are always scared.
God damn.
Because they're like, oh, man, I'm going to get points on my driver's license.
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't want to deal with courts. I'm so busy right now with work. I'm fucked. See, and that's I've never felt that before till recently, man. Like, now that I'm a homeowner and I have a kid and I have a wife, money in the bank, like, I really won't touch any. Like, before, I would say 6 years ago, I'd fucking punch you in the fucking second.
Totally.
I'll jump on that shit and go, why? I lived in a converted garage. I had a Saturn with a broken seat. No money in the fucking bank.
Yeah, so like, what are you going to take?
Fuck it. At least I get a good fucking joke out of it, and I'll take a swing. Now, I'm like, fuck. I'm married. I have a kid. I have a house. I have money in the bank. I'm like, shit, I don't want to fucking get sued. And I won't. I walk away, man. I'm like, fuck it.
It's true.
I turned into a
white
person.
It's the art of being a pussy.
Yeah.
I turned into a white person. Yeah, that's why white people, white people are so scared of people that they don't think have anything to lose. It's hilarious. Like, look at the Oscars. They literally, because of a hashtag, they let a dude host it and just shit on them all night. They literally had a bunch of little black girls go to them and make them give them money. It's like,
what do you mean?
Remember the fucking Girl Scout cookie people?
I didn't see the Oscars, first of all.
I didn't see it. My wife was just texting me about it. And then later I looked it up because it just sounds too funny. Chris Rock was basically saying like he had to miss some like Girl Scout shit or something. And so all black for some reason, even though he definitely doesn't live in an all black neighborhood. So it's completely full of shit. All these little black girls just go out into the sea of white lizards and just make them fucking give them green money. And then they went back and they took it back. And I was like, this is fucking hilarious. And white people are just like, it's okay, right? Is this going to make them not be mad? Yeah. Is this going to make them not be mad? I gave a black guy a fucking taxi the other day. Are they still mad?
Yeah, I bought cookies.
I just bought some cookies.
It went viral, right? With me buying cookies.
But they shouldn't eat the cookies because of their blood sugar issues. Oh, is that Rachel? Oh, no. Oh, God. I said something bad again.
I didn't mean to say that.
They probably have sickle cell anemia. Oh, no, but that really is a racial thing. Oh, no. Oh, I can't say that. No.
But I don't think Chris Rock shitted on white people.
No, I thought he did a great job.
I did
it. But he did. They allowed him to make the entire show about race. Mm-hmm. I thought Chris Rock did a fucking great job. I thought his monologue was a crusher.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter. They still were like, all right, yeah, make the entire thing about how there's not enough black people.
But if you put shit in perspective like he did, and I thought that was the brilliant joke about, in the 60s, we didn't protest the Oscars. You know why?
We're getting hung from fucking trees.
Because we were being hung by trees.
Yeah.
On trees. You know what I mean? Like, when he puts shit in perspective like that, that's what I'm saying is like.
And really? I saw all these black people online and they were like, oh, well, way to like pull back, Chris. I was disgusted by how he didn't make white people pay. It's like, no, bitch, he's bridging gaps.
Yes,
no one responds well to just aggression because then you put up walls. Then you're just like, well, now fuck you guys. But if someone's like, well, this is why we didn't protest before. This is why we are now.
Exactly.
It's like we can still make fun of ourselves. Jada she wasn't invited. Just like I'm not. And then self-deprecation, like I can't fuck Rihanna. You know, it's like it's all very mathematical and very helpful. What he was doing was very good for people, but at the same aspect, it's like people thinking white people all have this power. They have a lot of fear. They're literally like, oh, someone's protesting.
For example, you know why I speak so freely right here? Because I don't have a fucking career to get ended. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to end my career.
And you're a good guy, so you can speak from the cuff. It's like if you speak from your heart and you're like, you have no hate in your heart.
Yeah.
Like, and you never say anything bad. Like, no one, if you have the right intentions, you can just fucking ramble. And it never get bites in the ass because everyone's like, oh, well, you never have anything like that's going to slip out. It's not like being a closet gay guy where it's like, yeah, let's play baseball and then suck each other's. I mean, like if you know yourself, you can just let yourself run. Just run.
Exactly.
Just run. I'll say whatever the fuck I want about race because I know I don't judge people based on race.
Yes. But let me ask you something, though. And I know that Chris Rock, in this aspect, I did agree. And there's something to it where he says, is the Hollywood industry, is it Hollywood racist? Yes. Is there racism? Yes. But not like racism, like we're going to kill you and hang you shit. Like you stay outside, blackies. No, nothing like that. It's more like, yeah, come on in. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're part of the team, but not like really part of the team.
Yeah, you compare it to being a sorority girl.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, well, you're not exactly Delta material. Delta. Yeah.
You see what I mean? And that is the truth. That
right.
is still. But see, this is where I step back and go, fuck you.
But they do that. They do that to me, though.
Yeah, no, I get it.
They do that if you say wicked or fucking a lot. It's like there's certain circles. It's almost there's certain circles where they're like, well, you're not this. And there is a racial component to it, but there's also just socioeconomic. It's like there's certain words that people use to cue each other in on where they stand with shit. It's almost like if someone hates Obamacare, they're letting you know that they're Republican.
Exactly.
Like there's little ways of just being like, this is who I am. Where it's like, oh, or like when guys are like openly, like if two married guys are hanging and one's like, oh, that girl's banging, look at her ass, check out those tits. He's basically saying like, do you cheat?
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of that with economics and a lot of that with socialization. It's like some black people probably are like, oh, well, they look at me uncomfortably and don't understand me. It's like they do that to like me. If I'm just like, what do all you motherfuckers want to do tonight? They're just like, who brought the common man?
Yeah.
You know, and then they just look different at you, you know?
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense to me now.
Well, yeah, I do a song. Well, no, I do agree with you, though. I think that skin is a thing. It's like, I get it, but that's, so is everything. It's like, where it's like, I do a song where it's like, black people with more than one pit bull scare me, but a black guy with a cell phone on his belt, I trust. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's easy to jump. You can jump social groups a lot easier with social cues.
Yeah.
Where it's not just like, oh, this is my ancestors. There's so many people. There's stories from back in the day where like people had to figure out in court if someone was African or not, whether or not they were slaves. Like, that's how much there would be someone. There was slaves who were German, like, by accident. Like, they would fuck up a slave ship or some shit. Yeah. And there'd be, like, some white person would have to be, like, they'd have to prove they were white. That's how fluid skin is. Like, there's black people that look white. There's white people that look black. It's, like, yeah. not, like, crazy. But there's, like, such gray area that it's all social cues. It's, like, if there was, like, a lighter skinned slave who, like, for some reason knew, like, the capital of France, someone would be like, oh, you know the capital of France? And then they also were, like, a croquet player. Someone would be like, oh, this bitch may not be a slave. Like, they may be white, even yeah. though they're, like, darkish. It's yeah. weird. It's fucking she's, weird. It's just all the cues you have.
Yes. She's quoting Shakespeare over there.
Yeah, she the knows who, she knows how to spell Nietzsche. Wait a minute. She's from fucking Angola?
Yeah, exactly. Is she a queen or something? Did right. we get the good ones? No.
But now, if society or in that team does not let me in, my thinking is I'll build my own.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's fuck
it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't let it fucking stop me. I just
That's
say,
what the
I'll
Jews did,
own.
Baby.
That's what right? the Jews did.
Dude, it's literally like, oh, you don't want us to partake in your fucking church hierarchy of dividing lands? We're going to get into something called banking. See you in the 21st century.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
We're doing great.
Doing amazing.
Guess who owns this fucking town now?
No, it literally, it's so funny. It's the shit that they were, like, excluded from, ended up dying anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, you can't marry this nobleman. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm going to figure out what a fucking interest rate is.
Yes.
And it's just like game over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there was a time when people literally made Jews handle money because they were like, we do not touch dirty money. And then guess what happened? Everything shifted to capitalism, and that yeah. they made the wrong call. They invested in fucking Blockbuster, not Netflix.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's like, do your own fucking thing. If someone's like, oh, you can't come to our party, it's like, oh, the shit party with the shit old music and the fucking old, like, idiots? Yeah. Did everyone just, I mean, Meryl Streep's a great actress, but is she the best actress every year? No, of course not. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. They gave 3 6 of Mafia a fucking Oscar. They didn't even know who they were.
Exactly.
They were like, wait a minute, there's at least a number in their name? Okay, well, we can go with that. Three of them?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? But that's what I was going to say. They did it with hip-hop. They did it with hip-hop. Where yeah. they weren't accepted. Okay, you don't want to accept our music? Good, good. We're not mainstream. Okay, boom. Now we are.
I know one of the people now who did that are. Was Will Smith.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I'll show you rap, I'll show you black, but I'll talk the way you want me to.
Exactly.
It's like, parents just don't understand. And everyone's like, whoa, that's some really good ghetto hip hop. It's like, me and Jazzy Jeff are just eating ice cream sandwiches. And everyone's like, whoa, it's such an exciting beat. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then it's fucking.
We got jiggy with it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, yeah, but then once he got. Yeah, no, I mean, I love Will Smith. I'm not knocking him.
It's no, I get it. I get
Jamie Foxx did a whole, like, one of the best podcasts I've ever heard on Tim Ferriss's about how he literally and metaphorically jumped the tracks with music.
Yes.
Where he would play for all these, like, old rich white people because he was so good at piano because of his grandmother. And there'd be a shift, like, halfway through the gathering when they just start being like, oh, you're more one of us. And it was, like, in this very racist Texas 1970s, you know, yeah. bad. And it's like, when you start hitting these cues of, like, oh, well, he plays piano beautifully, so I can't put him in as many boxes. And that's how your brain works. It's not evil people. It's just, like, this person's in this box, this person's in this box. Like, when you see a red light, you stop. Imagine if someone was like, that offends me in my planet. The reds are, you know, it's like, you're just like, oh, you're conditioned. Black people are like this. It's like, oh, but I can't do that now that he's playing the piano because now he seems more white. And then you're like, oh, now I have to listen.
With that. Yeah.
Right. Now I have to listen to what he says, but he can maintain his culture, but still doesn't scare me. Now I love his culture. And then that's how bridges get made. It's not like, I'm black, motherfucker. Let me play your piano. Yeah. It's like, no, build a wall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you don't look hot. Oh, shit. No. Get him out.
Yeah, it's so fucked up, man. And it happened for such a dumb reason. Like, all slavery is just so stupid.
But, hey, it happened because people wanted fucking cheap labor.
Well, yeah, I know.
They
but
wanted free labor.
Like,
that's it.
But there's always been slavery all of human history. Like, all of us are descended from slaves and masters. Fact. But the unique thing about America, which was uniquely terrible, was all one color of people because they were immune to malaria. That's how it all fucking started. It's like a lot of black people can't get malaria because the sickle cell, when it's heterogeneous, you're immune to malaria. So you have all these white people that just keep dying. And the New World, it fucked everything because black people, they needed so much labor and they couldn't empty enough jail cells. So they just started, they kicked into a trade. And then when everyone appears to look the same to like your white eyes, that's how institutions get made. Where even when the fucking farm equipment advances, there's still these like just old roots of bullshit where these people had to justify enslaving someone. So they created racism. And then from there, it just keeps going. Because no one just thinks, I'm going to be racist. It's like, okay, I own a human. So how do I justify that to myself? They must be animals. And that logical step is the entire problem.
Well, that's another thing, too, is you had, you know, big farmers, big owners of these big ranches and these big fields and go, okay, I'm not like them. You know, understand? Like, I'm not accepted in Beverly Hills.
Right.
I'm a common person. Like, why am I hanging out in their social circles?
Totally.
Why am I? And so how do you fucking kick me the fuck out? It's go, no. They're not human. They're just slaves. You understand? They're dirty. They're this. And you keep bad-mouthing that person. So they're not in your inner circle. And you keep them where you want to keep them. You keep keeping them down. Why? Because you want to separate from them. What distinguished me from this person? I'm rich.
And you also have to justify your power.
Exactly.
Because all humans instinctively have more altruism, where it's like, if someone has two more bananas, your monkey brain is like, share the fucking banana with the poor person. You know, like we all feel that way. We're like, this person's poor. You have 9 mansions. How the fuck do you justify that? And then so you have to come up with these crazy ideals like, oh, it's because they're not human or some shit. Women are having this amazing run. It's kind of like with, you know, how a lot of slavery could end because the middle class was growing and all these other factors. The birth control pill is like what changed the game for them, because that was the first time they were like, well, I don't have to get pregnant. So then they started being like, fucking give me some more rights, more money.
Yeah.
It's so interesting how like a random thing can detach you from the power structure, because men could own women like metaphorically because they couldn't control their own bodies. Like they could just, when they were pregnant, they were just pregnant. Now that a chick can like be on the pill, it's not up to whether or not the guy pulls his cock out when he's hammered, whether or not you have to fucking commit to an 18-year life.
You just have to remember to take a fucking pill.
Right.
That's it. Exactly. And now you can be a CEO of a company.
Just take that pill. Yeah, it's like the Matrix.
And never have to fucking take a day off.
If you take the red pill, you can fuck without consequences. But if you take the blue pill, it's just ecstasy and you'll fuck all the gardeners.
Exactly. And now you're fucked. But it goes, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. It changes completely. Now, but it goes to the whole thing where now kids are not being born out of wedlock, better society, all that shit.
Yeah. Now, who knows where it's going to go? I can't make predictions. All I know is like what gave people like, it's weird. It's almost like the black community. It's what Chris Rock was saying. Like, it's almost doing so well that it can complain.
Yeah.
Because they used to be like, if we complain, we may get fucking murdered. And now they know that that isn't the case. So now you can finally hear a lot of these grievances. And it's coming just as a wave after wave.
But it's how you behave. You understand? It goes back to the individual. Meaning, this is the thing. Is if I don't want people to think Mexicans are lazy, I'm going to work. If I don't want people to think that Mexicans steal, then I'm not going to steal. I don't want them to think that. Okay? I'll do my part. If I don't want people to think, oh, they're really loud and obnoxious and they're always complaining about shit and all this, then I'm not going to do it if I don't want people to. If you're okay with it, if you're okay with people knowing that you fucking steal and all black people steal, then you can continue stealing and living up to that fucking stereotype.
Right.
But it's up to you as an individual to decide, I will change who I am. And people are not always going to judge you for you. They're going to charge you for your race. They're going to judge you for your actions. I mean, that's what you want them, not for your race. But at the end of the day, you can sleep good at night knowing I did my part. I'm a good individual. Yeah. I didn't kill anybody.
So it's on them. If someone thinks that, it's their own fucking fault.
It's on it, them.
Yeah, it's like, that's why I don't play basketball. I'm sick of people assuming that every tall person dunks.
Right? And I can almost see you as goofy as fuck, not fucking knowing how to dribble.
I suck at basketball.
You suck at basketball.
Yeah, I do it just because I don't like to live up to stereotypes.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, big man, you want to play ball? I'm like, oh, excuse me? No, we prefer to be called tall Americans. And I'm like, I don't ball. All right, cool. Tell me what you're plugging. This has been one of our longer ones.
I know, fuck.
But this
I'm
has
sorry.
Been fun. No, been I love fun. It. I don't even want to get off now.
No, I'm good. Well, listen, I wanted to plug the fact that we have diversity here. We have all Spanish podcast that if you want to learn Spanish or if you do speak Spanish and you want to know about the stand-up world, the way it's changing here in the United States, the Improvs is embracing Spanish comedy now.
Norteamericanos.
It's gonna be. It's the podcast.
Dude, I'm gonna fucking do a Spanish show. He challenged me.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna say why it didn't work.
No, I'm gonna do like a live show in Spanish.
Oh, wow. On stand up,
dude. It's gonna work, man.
Yeah,
it's gonna work.
Yeah, well, we're gonna do a why
I'm gonna
didn't
sell
it work.
This shit. I'm gonna sell these words. Even if I don't know what the
I'll
fuck I'm saying.
I'll help you out, bro. If you want to really put together a 5-minute set, I'll help you out. We'll fucking put
it. I promise you I do.
Bro, I'll put it together. I'll write
bro,
it
you
all
see
out
how hard I kill? I'm bored. Like, give me a fucking challenge. I'm running out of shit to even talk about in this podcast because I fucking kill so hard.
So it's the podcast, the Pie en America. You can find it on Sideshow. And we've actually started interviewing a lot of big heavy hitters in Mexico. Over the phone.
Yeah, El Chapo.
El Chapo. That's my next one, dude. I have a little
Sean
trick.
Sean Penn got to him.
Oh, don't worry, bro. I got people that know him. That we're
really?
Gonna talk. Oh, shit. It's going to get good. So if you speak Spanish, you want to know some good gossip shit from Mexico, you fucking stick to
dude,
that podcast.
I love Mexico. Yeah. Dude, my kid's going to be a quarter Mexican.
That's good. Dude, trust
that's
me.
Enough, right? That
you live in LA. You're in LA. That's almost a full half, bro, when you live in LA.
Yeah.
And then you let him spend time with grandpa? Forget it, bro.
Oh, man. All right, cool. So that's Richard Villa Twitter. What's your...
Just go... Very simple, guys. Go to richardvilla.com. All my social media is connected there. Just go to whatever you want to follow me. Instagram, MySpace, whatever the fuck you have. Facebook. Yeah. Just Richard Villa. Google best Latino comic. I'm number one.
Is that true?
Yep. Google it. Google or Bing it. I'll bet you a beer. You Google best Latino comic. Do it right now.
Best Latino comic.
And,
best
you, can, and you can hashtag us good vibes matter.
Good vibes matter. I'm going to start that shit.
Good vibes matter. Because, you know, sometimes white people are sick of being sad sometimes for a little while. All right. We're going to be at, what's our South by Southwest?
Tuesday the 15th.
Tuesday the 15th, 10 p.m.
You're right.
Oh, this really is true. We Googled best Latino comic. It says it is Owen Benjamin.
Wow, he fucking
no,
did
Richard
it.
No, Richard Villa.
Yeah.
Owen Benjamin. So, yeah, so Tuesday in Austin, Texas.
Esther's Follies
with Liza, right?
Alonzo Bowden.
Is Bert doing it? It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be there all week in Austin. And then I have, I think Cleveland is like April 7th to something. And then I'm also doing Chicago Improv. That's all. Yeah. Just hit me on Twitter, Facebook, or whatnot. Email me. whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. I'm getting better and better at responding to stuff. My Friday podcast, I read some really sweet emails and respond. You guys are awesome. Keep it coming. I love hearing from you. Make sure you subscribe, comment, and rate this because it really does matter. It helps us. Even if I know it's kind of a pain in the ass. I don't always do it. I do it now though. Now that I have a podcast and I know it matters. If I like a podcast like Hardcore History, I'll just log in just to fucking hit a 5-star just so people get it. Because, you know, we're group animals, we're monkeys. It's like, oh, that monkey thinks that tree's cool for bananas. I'm gonna climb that bitch. And I think we're doing some good shit on this podcast. And I want to spread like fucking AIDS in the 80s. You know what I mean? Oh, no, that was bad. That's the problem. I don't hesitate. I can't fucking keep it in. I was trying to think of a disease that's old enough.
Ebola in 2015.
Yeah, but only one person got it. I could have said smallpox with the Native Americans, but I feel like that's just millions and millions of deaths. Spread like a fire and a forest fire. I mean, that seems fucking brutal. Spread like butter on a baby's ass.
There you go.
When you're buttering up a baby's ass and you spread that all around. See, I think that's even worse than the AIDS one. Spread like the legs of your lover when she's consenting. See how I made sure it was good? So comment, share, subscribe, and then hit me at Owen Benjamin on Twitter and all the shit. You guys are awesome. That's been a very Mexican Christmas with me and Richard. Feliz Navidad.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Hasta luego, amigos. Hasta luego. Amigas. Sí.